Harvath knew enough about surgeons to know that they weren't night owls, and that went double for missionary doctors. He also knew that the best time to get someone to do what you wanted was when they were running for the fence. In the case of Dr. Kevin Boyle, his fence was sleep, and Harvath waited until just after 10 o'clock at night to call him. He had come to the conclusion that the less Boyle knew about what was going on, the better. He dialed the number the medical director had given him and woke the man out of a sound sleep. Having seen the call schedule while they were walking through the hospital, Harvath knew the resident on duty that night was none other than Dr. Atash. Explaining that he was leaving to follow up a lead in Kandahar province in the morning and needed to speak with Dr. Atash once more before he left, Harvath asked Boyle to call the security team at the hospital and clear him and Babaji, as well as their vehicle, through the main gate. Boyle grumbled his assent and hung up the phone without saying goodbye or asking if Harvath needed anything else. He doubted Boyle would bother to try to track down Atash and tell him to expect visitors. Even if he had, it wouldn't have been a problem. Harvath didn't say when he would be at the hospital. Based upon how exhausted the surgeon sounded, he was pretty confident that he'd fall back asleep within 60 seconds of placing the call to the guards at the front gate. From their reconnaissance of the old Soviet military base, Harvath and Gallagher had identified two alternative evacuation points where they would station Flower and Inspector Rashid in two different vehicles. Tom Hoyt would monitor the operation from the ops center back at the compound. And just to make sure he wouldn't be disturbed, May and her girlfriends had taken Fontaine and Mark Midland out drinking and dancing, courtesy of a stack of bills Harvath had slipped her. Everything, so far, was right on track.